This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Okay, Senator, you're maybe the first, maybe the only U.S. Senator who said that she should be locked up. Why do you say that?
Well, you know, I'm a big believer in equal protection under the law. You know, whether you're rich or poor, white or black, everybody should be treated the same under the law. I represent a lot of soldiers in Kentucky, Fort Campbell and Fort Knox. Every one of those soldiers knows they can't take classified information and have it on their personal computer, and they know there won't be any exceptions, that they will be prosecuted, they'll be put in the brig, they'll be stripped of their rank, and they'll be booted out of the military. And so I don't think it's fair to hold our soldiers, many of them enlisted men and women, to one standard and then say to Hillary Clinton, oh, well, she can do whatever she wanted. I think anybody else in this situation would have been prosecuted, including General Petraeus, who had a similar situation where classified information was not where it was supposed to be and other people had access to it. They didn't do anything to give him a break. He was prosecuted. And so, no, I think it's very unfair that Hillary Clinton wasn't prosecuted. And this is one among several reasons why I think that really her dishonesty should preclude her from really being considered for commander-in-chief.
Senator, why do you think FBI Director James Comey did not recommend her for indictment to the DOJ?
You know, interestingly, my own personal theory on this is that I think he wanted to indict her, and I think he feels guilty that he didn't, and I think that's why you got this long, detailed explanation of how dishonest she was. You know, she didn't actually lie to the FBI during the testimony, but she lied to the American people on multiple occasions, and he pointed this out in specific detail, and the FBI doesn't have to do that. So my sort of personal theory is that Comey feels a little guilty about not indicting her, so therefore he spelled out for the American people, so at least the voters can find out that she did lie many, many times to the public.
Well, clearly, Hillary Clinton, you know, lied to the public. I mean, that's very well documented. I'd kind of like, I'm being satiric, cynical here in terms of Comey's description of it. It was like, well, how do you say it, Scott? Was it wasn't altogether truthful, something like that? That it wasn't, she wasn't necessarily volunteering any information that was going to get her in trouble. And of course, what you just heard here was a conversation between Eric Bolling and Rand Paul, a sitting senator, you know, laying out his perception and comparing, you know, what the situation would be for other people, because we seem to have two parallels here. We've got the law that most of us must adhere to, and then you have Clinton laws. I mean, that's what seems to be the situation and is problematic here and greatly exposed. And I think more and more people are seeing it this way. And I think it's causing some discomfort here. But if the people don't say anything about it, then, you know, it's just business as usual. And this is what is the big takeaway in all this, is that we, the people, need to be a voice here and say we're not going to take this anymore, because integrity and honesty does matter. You know, as we were talking about yesterday, Scott, is that, you know, what are we teaching our kids here? That it doesn't matter? You know, even our kids know that lying is not, you know, it's not expected. It is not something that any family says, hey, look at this, what we're going to stand on is a bunch of lies and not being altogether, you know, truthful. I mean, because how do you trust your kid again? How do you trust anybody for that matter? And especially somebody who is running for president and has with him, I mean, you know, she keeps talking about having the codes and how dangerous it would be, you know, for one Donald Trump to have the codes. And you're going, well, you know, you have top secret information, and we've yet to realize just how dangerous and reckless you've been. And reckless is what the FBI director, you know, characterized her handling of America's top secret information. Well, you know, here's the information. You decide for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. But it's time for America to speak up. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Betsy McCoy coming up next right here.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 o'clock. After the top of the hour, it's always great to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. Hey, with us right now is the one who wrote the book, Beating Obamacare 2016. She's the former lieutenant governor of New York, a constitutional scholar and patient advocate. As she says, she read the law, so you don't have to. She is chairman of the Committee to Reduce Infection Deaths and a senior fellow at the London Center for Policy Research. Again, the author of Beating Obamacare. We're going to be talking about the numbers. There was an article written, I think, in the National Review from Doug Badger. It was quite interesting. And the opening line says, the administration cooks the numbers to hide the big medical claims of enrollees. Are you surprised? I mean, it seems like whenever numbers, you know, and the government are said in the same sentence, it immediately the alarms and the flags go up and you go, are they trustworthy? I don't know, you know, if we're talking about, whether it's these numbers of Obamacare, unemployment numbers, our GDP numbers. I mean, it's an absolute disaster when you try to believe the numbers. It's almost for the last 8 years, every number that we have that's been published has to come with an asterisk of some sort. You know, kind of explaining what this number really is all about. You know, for accountants and CPAs around the country, you know, when they're trained and taught that a number is a number, it matters. It's not about, as the saying goes, it's not that figures lie, but it's that liars figure. You know, they get it out of that realm because there is pride in their profession. You know, when we talk about government numbers, I remember as a kid, you know, my dad worked for the government, and they would always just say, I mean, the general commentary was, well, that's good enough for government work, you know. And that's the way it seems, because they always count on we, the people, making up the difference. Well, Betsy McCoy is with us right now. Betsy, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thank you. Well, I'm doing just fine, but I've got a proposal for you, Bill. I've been thinking about this, knowing that we were going to talk. And the fact is that the president, who has the authority, he's used it many times, should simply suspend that Obamacare penalty, because there are so few choices now and the premiums are so high. It's like telling somebody, well, you have to buy a car. Sorry, there's only one left in the lot. You know, it's just not right.
Right. You think he's going to be that fair-minded?
Well, I don't know, but if people start really demanding it, you know, I don't think it's dawned on most people who are subscribers to this Obamacare yet that they're going to get nailed this time around. The premiums are going to be so high and they won't have choices. I think if we start talking about it now, we've got till November 1st, it's only reasonable that you shouldn't be penalized for not buying something when there are no choices.
Yeah, well, they failed to provide. I mean, they have failed to hold up their end of the bargain here, Betsy.
Right.
I mean, do American taxpayers have to stick their head out the window and start yelling, I'm not going to take this anymore?
That's what they have to do. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, Betsy, I mean, we've been seeing all these, and with a recent announcement of another major insurance provider, I mean, all they're seeing is the exit sign right in front of them. And as you say,
Humana, all at United, they're all leaving. And they're leaving because they're losing billions of dollars on this scheme. Even after the government quietly hands each of them a huge bag of money at the end of the year. It's not just that we, the people, the taxpayers, are subsidizing these plans on the front end to make unaffordable plans affordable. We're also giving the insurance companies bundles of money on the back end so that they'll stay in the system. And even that hasn't been enough.
It's not going to hunt. It's certainly not going to provide any of the services. So, you know, no big surprise. You told the people right out the gate, many others as well, but we had to play this out, and here we are. What do you see happening next?
Well, unfortunately, the Obama administration is continuing to double down on the whole scheme. They issued a report last week that was just a flat-out lie saying everything's getting better. It's hard to believe, right? The minute that report from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid came out, the insurance plan stood up and said, wait a second, that's just not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's almost like it's shades and memories of it. You remember Baghdad Bob when the United States went after Iraq? And you could hear him saying, "Hey, everything's great. We got those Americans right where we want them." I mean, did all of a sudden he start working for our government?
Yeah, I think so. It's so Orwellian. Oh, move along, folks. There's nothing, no problems to look at here. Well, in fact, there's a very big problem. And November 1st is the beginning of enrollment for the 11 million or so people who are dependent on these plans. It's small compared with the rest of the United States, but if you're one of them, you're really stuck. And, you know, I have a son-in-law who signs up for these plans because his company doesn't provide on-the-job coverage. And he's already telling me about not only the huge premium, he's not eligible for a subsidy. If you're a couple like he is, he's married to my daughter. If you earn decent money between the two of you, if you earn over about $65,000 a year combined, you don't get a subsidy, and you get whacked with the full cost of these premiums, and they are exorbitant. And then you're told you've got a $12,000 deductible before you get any care.
Wow, they've stepped that up pretty quick.
How many people that are young like that ever spend $12,000 a year on doctor's bills?
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Well, they're just, this is really, Betsy, and you know as well as I do, this is really kind of turned into a Ponzi scheme. You get healthy people to pay for unhealthy people. Yes.
Right. It was always a Ponzi scheme. You know, it's like trying to feed a Chihuahua and a Great Dane on the same budget. No disrespect for the Great Dane intended. I love big dogs.
Yes.
But when you try to force people to pay for health insurance, regardless of their health, so the healthy young person has to pay the same amount is the person who's 45 or 50 and has MS or Parkinson's or some very serious disease, the young people are just going to say, forget about it. I'm not paying that. All I need is a trip to the doctor if I break my leg.
Well, Betsy, you probably have forgotten more about this than most people ever learn. I'm talking about Obamacare here. And we've got two presidential candidates in Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Who's gonna be the answer when it comes to national health care? Because it would appear that national health care in some form is going to survive. Go ahead.
I can tell you it's not Hillary Clinton because she tried her best, and that wasn't very good, in 1993, 1994. Just to give you an idea of how draconian, how coercive her plan was, she told Congress that if people didn't sign up for her plan, she would automatically enroll them and then garnish their wages. I don't think Americans want that.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, supposedly it was something given for choice. And Donald Trump, what's the hope for Donald Trump?
Donald Trump has said that he's going to repeal the whole plan and give us something where the consumer is in the driver's seat. And that's really the key here. People are not dumb. They want to buy health insurance according to their needs.
Well, she's the author of Beating Obamacare 2016, the former lieutenant governor. of New York, constitutional scholar and patient advocate, the one and only Betsy McCoy has been with us. Betsy, always a pleasure. This is Bill Martinez. We're live, coming at 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You think it's easy being him?
Everything can be fixed if you're willing to pay for it.
So, who's gonna be our super high roller?
Bill Martinez live. Who else?
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we thank you for joining us, whether it's online or any one of the 180 country, and also via shortwave. Bill Martinez Live comes to you Monday through Friday, 3 hours every day, Monday from 9 to noon Eastern, Pacific, and if you're in the Hawaiian Islands right now, 3 to 6 in the morning. We're having a lot of fun here, by the way, as our stay continues here in Kauai. Looking forward to meeting up with our new grandson again come next month. We'll be in Maui for about a week there to wrap things before we head back east and end up in Florida. What do you think about what Betsy McCoy had to say? And she's always so wise and has great insight. And of course, she's been a patient advocate and as chairman for the committee to reduce infection deaths. I can tell you, she has been brilliant and right on each time that we talk about what we need to do in being our own patient advocates. We've allowed the government to take over this critical aspect of our lives, and look what's happened with all this promise. I mean, does it bother you at all? Are you kind of okay? I mean, are you just kind of shrugging over this deal? Or do you really feel like you've been... kind of treated like a mushroom here, especially when you remember the stories, Josh. Well, we had to lie to the people because we knew if we told them the truth, they wouldn't believe it, they wouldn't want to. Well, you think? Here we are supposed to be free choice agents. I mean, this is the freedom of this country. It's all cooked supposedly into the books of our U.S. Constitution. But progressives have been doing everything they can to eliminate the option and these choices, because they sit there in their ivory tower and say, we know better. I mean, the attitude from the progressives, from Democrats and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama is that, we need them. Without them, we'd just be going in circles. They're just so brilliant that they're the answer. And when I look, because I'm one to say, all right, let's check the evidence. Let's check the fruit of, their statements. When you look about this country and you say, okay, what policies have you enacted that we can celebrate? I mean, just looking at Obamacare and what Doug Badger wrote in terms of the math and the way they've cooked the books here. I mean, any of us, if we cooked the books like this, I mean, we'd be in trouble. We'd be in jail, but the government just, with impunity, just cooks the books, gives us numbers that they think that we want to hear. Forget about what we want to hear. We just don't even hear them, because we know whenever they talk numbers, whether it's our gross domestic product that we're producing, whether it's unemployment. Of course, look at the numbers of what's going on with Obamacare. They're working us, ladies and gentlemen. They're not being forthright. They're not being, in their vernacular, altogether truthful. Well, that's like I used to work for a company years ago, and one of the key questions that they asked everybody when they were vetting them to be an employee was, when was it okay to tell a white lie? And it says a lot about one's integrity, how they answer that question. And this is what's happening in our culture, is that it's okay to tell a white lie. There's always justification in the culture's mind to not be altogether truthful. Well, if you're not altogether truthful, well, then you're certainly not altogether right and forthright about the information that you're presenting. And this is what we're stuck with, and why we got stuck with this government taking over a sixth of our economy. It's been an absolute disaster. Look what it's done, the impact that it's had on jobs, what businesses are sitting there going, wait a minute. On top of all the other regulations you've thrown my way, and this is what you have to consider, and if you're a business owner, this is all academic. But if you're not a business owner, you don't understand this, because you're not dealing with these numbers. You're not up at 3 o'clock in the morning going, how do I meet payroll? And I talked to a good friend of mine in California, and he has seen regulations and his costs of doing business and what he sends, to the government every month go up astronomically. I mean, he used to get by, I think he told me back in the old days, maybe about $5,000 a month. Now it's up to $30,000, $35,000, and just like that, lickety-split. Of course, he's in California, so that's still and adds to the problem, and that's why many businesses are looking at the exits and have been. I mean, there's been a flight out of the state of California, very simply, because they're doing everything they can to discourage business. In upper state New York, as we talked with one of our guests last week, absolute disaster what happened Hillary Clinton had promised, oh, she's going to do all these jobs and all these create new jobs in upper state New York. She did nothing. But it is amazing to me, ladies and gentlemen, and I, you know, you got to hand it to the Clintons. They have more charm than anything else, and they have been living off that charm. Well, thank you. In spite of her insistence that they left the White House dead broke upon the conclusion of Bill Clinton's administration. Well, they turned that around pretty quick. I mean, look what happened with the, you know, the Clinton Global Initiative, you know, so beneficial and beneficent. But when you dig down into it, which, of course, Attorney General Loretta Lynch says she's not interested in doing this. And you go, what? You know, you're supposed to, you're the top lawyer of the land, and you're going to look into this when, you know, in your very statement, and this is even goes to the FBI, the FBI statement is that they, it's in their charter, you know, to police this kind of crime and to make sure that this isn't happening on their watch. Well, how do you ignore part of your mission and objective? To say, oh, we're not going to look into our politicians, you know, robbing the people and misserving us. But again, you know, like I told Betsy, you know, what is this going to come down to? Is this going to come down to America sticking their head out the window, screaming, "I'm not going to take this anymore"? And maybe that's what it needs to be, ladies and gentlemen, is that we need to feel enough pain of this inefficiency and ineffectiveness of this government. And the way they're treating us, the way they are managing what we've given them the charge to do, because it is still a government of, for, and by we the people. But if we don't exercise that right, and we're not going to exercise that that true mandate that's baked into our Constitution, then, you know, just keep shrugging, and look what'll happen. I mean, we're going to be playing a soundbite here in, you know, a little bit later on in the show of people being asked or being said, hey, look, we've got a new candidate here. His name's Karl Marx, and he's running as a third candidate. What do you think about it? And you're going to be amazed at the answers. How many? I know, and some of you go, well, I'm not really surprised. No, but how people want to sound so smart and articulate that they would much rather vote for Karl Marx either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. See, if we're not going to do and, you know, do our part and be responsible citizens, then we're responsible leaders. And this is what's happening. We've got to put the time in. We've got to be smart voters. The era of the dumbed-down, low-information voter has got to be over. Because look what's lying in the balance here. You know, again, this administration has lied to we the people. And no big whoop. Most are just shrugging their shoulders. And I think for the most part, the reason is because too many have been conditioned and they've been entitled to the point that their brains are no longer engaged. All they know is their pocketbook. All they know is reliance on the government. And they're going to look to politicians that give them more. It is as, as one professional basketball coach talked about, it's the disease of more. That's what exists in our country today, is with those that are on entitlement. They're giving up their dreams. They're surrendering their ambition. And everything that responsibility does for the individual, they're surrendering it for the cause of entitlements and a socialistic trajectory of this country.
How long were you a slave?
Yes.
What is your name?
Benna. Tomorrow, my family was betrayed by my own brother. On the road to revenge, I won't let him go unpunished. One man was shown the path.
There is a way.
Defeat your brother in the arena and free us all.
To redemption.
People would follow you. I would follow you.
You should have killed me.
I will.
No! No! We are your brother!
Ben-Hur, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13, in theaters, Real D 3D and IMAX 3D tomorrow.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student.
Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Hey, welcome. Yes, turn it up loud and clear. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. And it is time for the Good News Girl. Yes, the one and only Samantha Mills Mao is with us. She is the Good News Girl that you can go to Sam's Corner, BillMartinezLive.com, and view via video as well these great stories that she pulls down from the Internet, sources all over the place, as she searches and scours down for us the best viral videos of the week. Sam, always good to have you with us. How you doing, lady?
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm doing good. There's been some nice stories that I've been finding lately, and, a couple of them are very sportsmanlike, which I had to do in honor of all the Olympics going on. So I hope everybody enjoys them.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they will. Now, we've got a terrific display, you say, in terms of sportsmanship. And, of course, the last couple of weeks have been very conditioned by sportsmanship, and, with what's going on in the Olympics. And, many of us have been glued to our TVs and have been rather proud of how, these athletes have represented our country. But let's talk about the first one, the first sportsmanship that you have is a viral video.
The first one, yes, this one has Jack Sock, and he's actually playing against, this is a tennis match between American tennis player Jack Sock and Australian veteran Leighton Hewitt. And this was actually back in January, but it's kind of been kicking off again lately, been going all around the Internet. Again, it's had like 43 million views. And the reason, I think, is because the Olympics are going on, and the sportsmanship in this match is just amazing. What happened was Hewitt, the Australian gentleman actually serves the ball first, and whenever he serves it, the ref says it was out. And when he starts to go take his second serve, Jack Sock decides to say, you know what, you should challenge that. That was actually in. You should challenge it. And he was right.
Mm-hmm.
And so
right.
Hewitt ends up getting the point. And it was just, I think he won everybody's hearts right then, Jack Stock, whenever he did that, because, I mean, that's the definition of true sportsmanship. He doesn't want to win, you know, without an unfair, or with an unfair advantage. He wants to make sure that, you know, everything, his teammate is given every opportunity. So it's really awesome. And that's why he's had so many, you know, shares around the internet recently. 43 million views on Facebook alone.
That's really. Wow. Wow. Well, it goes to demonstrate just how hungry you are for a good sportsmanship. It is not a lost cause. It is still on display there. Again, it'll be at Sam's Corner on our website. Now, you have another one about these heroes rescuing a woman that was trapped in a submerged car. Boy, this was a dramatic video, too, Sam. I saw this. This is terrific. Tell our audience about this.
So about, you know, as you know, there's been flooding down in Louisiana, and a Baton Rouge woman and her dog were actually trapped in a submerged vehicle, and there was four men going by on a boat through this water. And so she's in a convertible, but the roof was up, and, you know, whenever they're sinking like that, once you get under the water to a certain point, the pressure, you can't get out. And with this convertible, the roof was kind of plastic. So the guy, so they, when they realize somebody's in there, one of the gentlemen gets on there, and he's, you know, they're taking knives, they're taking poles and trying to hit it open. Now, this vehicle is almost completely submerged before they make any progress. And at the last minute, they get the window open, and the woman reaches out, and they pull her out. And the first thing she says is, my dog's still in there, you know, get my dog, you've got to get my dog. And they end up rescuing the dog, too. And what's so amazing about this is how close she came to sinking completely, because I don't think there would have been anything that could have been done. That the car sank down as soon as they pulled her out. They had to go back under to pull out the dog. And these were just some strangers coming by on a boat. It's like they were angels just coming by. I certainly recommend anybody who can watch it, watching it, because it's just really, I mean, even though you know how it turns out, you know when you read the headline, it's a dramatic rescue. You're still, your heart's beating and pumping the whole time through the video. Is she going to make it? Is she going to make it? You know, I don't know what these guys were doing on the boat going by, but there were definitely some angels going through Baton Rouge that day. That woman was very lucky to survive.
And that's been the nature. I mean, they're kind of used to this. I say used to it. I mean, this has been like the third time, I think, that they've been flooded like this. And so you have people who have the equipment, and they go out, and they're rescuing people. But in this particular case, Sam, I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, first of all, you're thinking, oh, my God, you know, this woman, you know, she's not going to survive. And they barely get her out, and right away she's talking about her dog. And you're going, wait a minute, she barely survived. How is anything else going to survive unless it's a goldfish? And, you know, sure enough, they go in there, and because you're thinking, your heart's stopping, you're going, oh, my gosh, you know, she lost her dog. And then they pull out the dog, and the dog comes out like it was born again or something, you know. It's just an incredible sight.
Yeah, it's just a tiny you know, little kind of white furry dog. And, you know, I'm sure that dog was panicking down there, too. And if anybody has a dog, they understand. I mean, the woman was about to go down herself and try to get the dog. You can hear her saying, I'm going to go back, I'm going to go back. And the guy's like, no, hey.
Oh, yeah, she was pushing the guy aside, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And
exactly. You know,
the same thing.
Exactly. Well, you know, at a certain point, you know, your heart takes over, and you disengage your brain, and that's when you get yourself in trouble. But fortunately, thank God they were able to save the dog as well. Sam, this next story, you know, for people that have adopted children or have been in those situations, you know, sometimes you get, you know, larger families, you know, that are involved in adopting, where there's, you know, more than one child. And in this particular case, there's four brothers, you know, in two families, adopting four brothers and keeping them close together. That sounds most amazing. Tell us about this.
So this story was actually originally aired on Good Morning America. It was about four brothers being adopted. What actually happened was Julie Washington and her husband decided to adopt three of the brothers. They didn't know about the fourth brother right away. And they're already parents to two little girls. So they had decided to adopt three boys. It's Michael, Jess, and Camden. And, you know, they just fell in love with them. And one of them actually has cerebral palsy. And so, you know, he's, you know, a little bit extra to deal with. He has some extra things, that, you know, extra attention that he needs. And then they found out that they had a little brother. He's 17 months old, named Eliza. And they just felt like we can't take on any more. But we want these brothers to grow up knowing each other. You know, it's so important. They're all each other's pad. And so she goes to her neighbor in Houston. And her neighbor actually had children herself and decided that she would adopt them. So these little boys will grow up, like, next door to each other, being able to know each other their whole lives, which I just think is amazing. You know, especially when I think that whenever people take on multiple children that are siblings just to make sure they stay together, that's really showing you the true love of adoption. You know, I knew a family myself who ended up adopting. They were going to adopt two children and ended up adopting four because they found out there was two more sisters. And, you know, their family grew exponentially. Mm. And it's just amazing what these people, you know, are giving of themselves. It's such a huge deal. And, you know, that's why the story has taken off. It's been about 7 million views. And, you know, and it's actually a white couple that are adopting three black children. And, you know, sometimes that might be controversial, but I think it's just loving, and it shows that, you know, we can all love each other and help each other, and these little boys are going to have a wonderful life, we hope. So,
yeah, without a doubt. Well, this final story, we mentioned the Olympics, and I remember seeing this where the New Zealand runner stops in a semifinal to help an injured Olympic competitor finish her race. And Sam, we got about 30 seconds, so we're going to have to sum this up real quick.
Sure. New Zealand's Nikki Hamlin stopped her 5,000-meter semifinal to walk USA's injured Amy Dang to the finish line. It was actually after Amy had helped her up. It's quite an amazing event. This Olympics has been just full of great sportsmanship and camaraderie, so... I hope that
without a doubt. Well, Sam, we're out of time. Let me remind everybody, go to Sam's Corner. Check out these videos for yourself.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Intro that every announcer loves to hear, because you just ride off the wave of the horns and the build up and everything, and all you have to do is announce very simply, it is time for Steve Evans, the movie guy, live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. The movie guy reports on the weekend's big winners at the box office and the best of the coming attractions. Steve-O, how we doing, buddy?
Yes, yeah, such great, majestic music, and here we are talking about a movie called Sausage Party. I don't know how it all worked. That was the big star at the box office last weekend. Not number one. Suicide Squad still number one, making about 43.5. A Sausage Party surprised a lot of people. That, of course, an adult animated film, which is produced by and starring the voice of Seth Rogen and Kristen Wiig. So there you go. That made about 34.3. I shouldn't say it's an adult animated film. I should say it's an R-rated. There is a difference there.
Yes.
Peach Dragon. I mean, it was number three. It's a terrific film. It got good reviews. I think if you have kids, no kids, can rent kids, whatever, go see Peach Dragon. Made about 21.5. Jason Bourne hanging in there. That was number four, Bad Moms, rounding out the top five. Well, Bill, we often talk about how difficult it is to remake a classic. We've talked about that on the show.
Oh, yeah, many times.
Yes.
Remember
Ben-Hur back in 1959?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kid back then, the toddler,
right.
Perhaps. But
right.
It has been remade. Now, you have to, in 1959, this was a huge movie. It had the biggest budget up to that point of any movie ever made, which, incidentally, was about $15 million. Sounds kind of paltry by our standards.
Today's comparison, sure.
Big
absolutely.
Back then. Had the most sets. It had the great cast. It had a $15 million marketing budget back then, of course, starring Charlton Heston. And it went on to win 11 Academy Awards. It was the box office champion of 1959. I mean, it was a big, big movie. And it holds, I think, a special place in cinematic history. It's tough to remake a movie like that. I mean, if you're going to do that, you better put on your big boy pants and get ready to really do something. I'm not sure that is quite what has happened here. Ben-Hur being reimagined and re-released this weekend. What have you heard about this? Anything? Or
Well, no, we've heard some good things. In fact, we're going to be giving away some, you know, some fun stuff, you know, music, soundtracks, and books of the movie Ben-Hur. So we got a big promotion, you know, that we're going to be doing here on Bill Martinez Live. Are you kidding me?
Here's the thing. Here, you know, we talked about also how these movies now can be remade with today's technology. We had Tarzan coming out a while back. Mm-hmm. That's a movie that's been made 100 times or so, and yet still it was they were able to take today's technology and really make it something, and I think that may be the case with Ben-Hur. However, it is being compared to the original. Of course, let's talk about the storyline here. We have this epic story of Judah, Ben-Hur, a prince who's falsely accused of treason by his adopted brother Masala. Masala happens to be an officer in the Roman army with a lot of power, a lot of Jews. Well, anyway, he's stripped of his title. Judah is stripped from his title, separated from his family and the woman he loves. He's forced into slavery. He is on the slave ship. It sinks, goes out to sea. All kinds of things happen. But then he returns to his homeland to seek revenge. However, an encounter with Jesus leads him to the crucifixion, where he discovers forgiveness and finds redemption. That's the story. It was huge back then in 1959, with the chariot race being the centerpiece. Remember that?
Exactly. And I got to tell you, the way this followed up, you got to think in the sequence here, because we have the Ten Commandments coming out first, right?
Right.
And then you have Ben-Hur, and my dad, that was the first movie that I ever went to see was Ten Commandments. My dad took me, in fact, I can still see us up there in the balcony, there at this theater in Oxnard, California. And I was just so, so moved. That was back in the days when you could still eat jujubes, you know? In fact, I think I still ate jujubes then. I don't know what I was thinking, but.
Well, it was a good big fun movie, and, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they have taken today's technology and applied it to the story and the making of Ben-Hur, which in this case stars Jack Huston in the role that was played by Charlton Heston. So we'll see what happens. Ben-Hur.
So no pressure, season. No pressure on Jack Huston whatsoever.
I know. It's like I said, well, you know, 1959, I hate to admit it, but that was almost 60 years ago. So there's a brand new audience out there. Let's see what they think of today's version of Ben-Hur. Also, we have War Dogs. Now, this, I've seen the trailer for quite a while now, and the first time I saw the trailer, I said, you know what, I just got to see this thing. It's maybe a guy thing, but it's based on a true story of a couple of young guys, David Pacows, I believe, and Ephraim Deveroli. These two guys who are living out on Long Island, and then they move to Miami, and they discover this little-known government initiative that allows small businesses to bid on U.S. military contracts. So they start small. All of a sudden, they're raking in big money. They're living the high life in Miami. But they get in over their heads when they land a $300 million deal to arm the Afghan military. A couple of 20-year-olds land this huge deal. This is a true story, by the way. And this deal puts them into business with some very shady people, not the least of which turns out to be the U.S. government. It's directed by Todd Phillips. Give us the Hangover movies. You get the idea here. It stars Jonah Hill and Miles Teller. It looks like a lot of fun. 62% recommending War Dogs this weekend. That's the one I think I will check out. On a different note, we have Kubo and the Two Strings. Now, this is an animated film from Japan. It's done by a studio called Leica over in Japan, which is this acclaimed animation studio. And we have some great voice talent here. Charlize Theron, Ralph Fiennes, George Takei, Matthew McConaughey, all in this movie about this guy. Well, it's a kind-hearted Kubo, this guy who ekes out this humble living, telling stories to the people of his seaside town. However, his quiet existence is shattered when he accidentally summons the spirit from his past, which storms down from the heavens to enforce this age-old vendetta. Now he's on the run. He joins forces with Monkey and Beetle. They set out on a thrilling quest to save his family, solve the mystery of his fallen father, who happens to be the greatest samurai warrior the world has ever known. And he has this magical musical instrument to help him out, the two strings and referred to in the title. He must battle gods and monsters, including the vengeful Moon King and evil twin sisters. You get the idea here. 90% of the critics think this is one you should see. It's great animation, a great cast. It's called Kubo and the Two Strings. We remember Daniel Radcliffe, of course.
Of course. The last time we saw him, he was emitting things from all parts of his body that we don't even want to talk
about. That's right. It was where he was playing a dead body. This is a somewhat more challenging role. It's called the movie is called Imperium. He plays a very different sort of a guy in this, and it's getting great reviews. 91% are recommending this, and it's kind of fun to follow his career as he has moved on from the Harry Potter days. In this movie, he plays Nate Foster, this young, idealistic FBI agent. He goes undercover to take on a radical right-wing terrorist group. So you get this really idealistic, bright, up-and-coming analyst, and he must confront the challenge of sticking to a new identity. And believe me, he pulls it off while maintaining his real principles as he navigates the dangerous underworld of white supremacy. This is inspired by real events. It's called Imperium. Check out Daniel Radcliffe in this role. 91% are recommending.
Well, Daniel Radcliffe, just a little bit on Daniel Radcliffe, because he's trying to find something outside of Harry Potter that gives him something that can sustain his career. I'm sure he's probably made enough money off the Harry Potter series.
Yeah.
But obviously, I mean, he loves this craft, but it's got to find, I think he's still searching for that. Is that what you're seeing?
I think so, too. Well, as you said, he has plenty of money. So I think what I see here is a guy who really wants to explore, as you were saying, the craft of acting. And I'm sure he's looking for the right role. I think it's his chance to really expand his artistic chops here. And he has the money to do it. So that's great to see
him
getting out there and doing it.
Yeah, maybe he's a future 007 somewhere down the road or whatever.
You know, it looks like he can pull off just about anything he tackles. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Now, Imperium this weekend. I think you would agree that the Internet has changed our lives. Would you agree with that?
Oh, without a doubt. No doubt.
Very famous director, Werner Herzog, who's put together this documentary, which looks great. It's called Lo and Behold, Reveries of the Connected World. He explores the Internet and the connected Internet world. It is presented by NetScout, who is a leader in service assurance, which, of course, is cybersecurity. He explores in a playful yet chilling way our rapidly interconnecting online lives. I want to check this out. It's called Lo and Behold, Reveries of the Connected World. And then a movie which just looks fascinating because it is about Germany post-World War II. It's called The People versus Fritz Bauer. And it's back in 1957. You have this attorney general, Fritz Bauer, who receives evidence on the whereabouts of the former SS officer Adolf Eichmann. This is based on true events here. Eichmann, of course, was the lieutenant colonel, the Nazi who was responsible for the deportation of Jews, and they find that he is allegedly hiding in Buenos Aires. Now, this is interesting because Germany at the time was really repressing a lot of its sinister past. And so you have Bauer, who, by the way, happens to be Jewish, trying to take crimes from the Third Reich to court after he returns from his Danish exile. So he tips off Mossad, the Israeli service, Mossad, the secret service over there. And by doing so, he commits treason under German law. But as we know, they do locate Eichmann and bring him back for justice in Germany. Terrific idea. You say it's a little dense, a little difficult to follow, but it's called The People versus Fritz Bauer, out this weekend. 60% of the critics are recommending. There you go. A lot of good stuff.
Well, we got lots of options. You're exactly right. Plenty of good things to go to the Cineplex over. Don't forget the supersize the popcorn. I'm in a popcorn kind of weekend kind of mood, if you know what I'm talking about.
So I guess
Steve the movie guy from Hollywood, California. Steve, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
Do you ever feel like...